What you are about to hear is a clip from the Joe Rogan Emergency Podcast concerning ivermectin. You really need to listen to this. This is big.
Do an emergency podcast before. Recently, we have an outpatient treatment protocol centered around the drug ivermectin. I'm a lung and ICU specialist who's part of a group.
I'm an evolutionary biologist.
My group, the five of us, we call ourselves the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. But this cell culture model showed that if you applied ivermectin to these, it was actually monkey kidney cells, the virus was essentially eradicated within 48 hours.
So it's a well-known drug. It's been in use for 40 plus years. The issue became that discussing this and discussing what you just said on YouTube led to your channel getting now one strike on one channel and is three strikes on your Clips channel?
They've delivered one strike to each channel, one warning to each channel, and they have removed many videos.
One of the things about ivermectin is it's been around so long, there's a generic version of it available. Is that correct?
That's a key feature of ivermectin. There's no money to be made off ivermectin.
And no one can kind of control it. It's not like any pharmaceutical company can manufacture
it. It's out of patent and not high profit.
This becomes part of the issue with highlighting it.
The second one was more specific. It was clearer. And what they said was deceptive medical information. For YouTube to decide that something is deceptive or misinforming on a medical topic that is rapidly developing. If the WHO or the CDC were to be captured, right? If influence was to be exerted over one or both of these bodies, surely we would need to talk about it on the various podcasts that are on YouTube in order to figure out what to do about the fact that an essential set of organizations that are supposed to be protecting the public health might be doing someone else's bidding instead.
If you just go back 7-8 months ago, if you said that it leaked from a lab, you get lumped instantaneously into a conspiracy theorist and a Trump supporter, and you get dismissed, and you get censored from Facebook, and you get censored from YouTube. Right? This is all, we all agree upon this. That's not the case anymore.
You bring up this point about the Wuhan lab leak and how that was discredited, right? Not enough evidence. And basically you had that discussion suppressed. I want to bring that into the larger context, which for me, that's an example of what's called disinformation. So when the science runs counter to the interests of whoever it is, a political body, someone with large financial interest, what they do to counteract inconvenient science is they employ tactics of disinformation. So I want to be clear that misinformation is what I'm being accused of, which is I'm a medical misinformationist because I'm providing information that is not supported by the establishment, right? So anything that doesn't agree with them is misinformation. But what they do is disinformation. So the science around the lab leak was inconvenient to a lot of people. And so that was distorted, suppressed, and debunked. Right. But now we're finding out that if you really do look at the science, the truth is a little different. I'm going to say that's very similar to the ivermectin story. The science around ivermectin is up against one of the largest and most powerful disinformation campaigns, I think, almost ever.
Censorship to shut down discussion when, in fact, the evidence is very clearly supportive of that discussion. And that is the anomaly here.
You cite science. You're not hyperbolic. You do not exaggerate for effect. There's no entertainment value to it in terms of like exaggerating or putting a bunch of emotions to things or screaming out. You're just talking about what is known in terms of what researchers have discovered. Here's the conclusions that can be drawn. And you're very careful in the way you say it, which is so infuriating that you're being censored. Because you will always say the majority of evidence points to, or it's entirely possible that we're incorrect.
Hey, you have sparkle. And those are clips from the Joe Rogan Emergency Podcast with Dr. Brett Weinstein, who is a biologist, and Pierre Roy, who is the leading doctor spearheading this whole campaign. Please share this post with as many people as you can, and as I get more information, I will add it to this post right here. This is probably the biggest censorship campaign that has ever happened. I can't imagine the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people that have needlessly died because there is no profit and ivermectin because it is a safe, cheap, and readily available treatment and preventative for COVID-19.